Patriots are back from the bye and are just over 98 hours away from an NFC matchup versus their division rival, Dallas Cowboys. The Birds look to go over 500 and put a nail in the coffin of the Cowboys. It's Dallas Week, and we're talking Eagles football on the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Ramblewood Country Club. Now here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Oh, it is Dallas Week. It is a big week, and we have a big, loud, crazy crowd here at 7 Tap Tavern at the Ramblewood Country Club, and you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, the legendary Mike Mayock. Mike, great to have you on the show. We'll get to Mike in a moment, but first of all, thanks all our sponsors. They make this show possible, and the great folks at Burns Honda, visit them today, burnshonda.com, Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzvecchia, they will take good care of you. We are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity. Internet delivering reliably fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone seems to be online. Learn more at xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Mike Mayock, call 1-800-GAMBLER. By the way, thanks to Nick Jaffray and all the fine folks at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. And, of course, we always have our special pricing on Miller Lite here at the Ron Jaworski Show. Thanks to Mark Kramer and Brandon Dalton, all the fine folks at Miller Lite. Oh, Mike Mayock, you're a local guy. Haverford High School, BC. You live in the area. It's Dallas Week. I always get a little bit more amped up and lathered up. And I haven't thrown a meaningful pass in like 28 years, you know. Yet I still get excited about this game.
Some would argue about the meaningful passes prior to that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Some weren't as meaningful as I thought they were. You know, being in this community, Mike,
yeah.
What do you sense of this game? And why does it carry that extra weight?
You know, you and I are kind of old, Jaws. You know, and Dallas.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Dallas has not been relevant at the same time the Eagles have been relevant for a long time. So it's kind of interesting to me, and I think it all goes back to, you know, America's team. You know, back in the day, and it'd be one thing when you're playing the New York Giants and there are a lot of Giants jerseys, but when you walk around and you see Cowboy jerseys all over town every week, you're like, why? You know, why? Who are they? Who are these people? And I grew up in Philly, and I grew up in West Philadelphia. I played for the New York Giants, so I've got a couple different reasons to dislike the Dallas
Cowboys. Correct.
Yep. That's correct. And at the end of the day, I think the Philadelphia Eagle fans are the most passionate fan base in the entire NFL, and I think the team they dislike the most, almost unanimously, are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's strange, Mike, because you know the Cowboys have not won a Super Bowl since 1996.
Right.
You know, they've been in the playoffs nine times since then. Nine times. And they've won three. And they've all been wild card games.
Right.
So, I mean, from a football perspective, they have not been relevant for a long, long time. In fact, the Vince Lombardi Trophy resides here in Philadelphia right now. So we should be the ones that they should be looking forward to playing against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll tell you what's funny is I had the Eagles game for Westwood One Radio over in London a couple weeks ago with the Jaguars. I took my wife over and somebody said, you got to go to this Passyunk Avenue bar.
That's correct.
In London. So we take the cab. We go over to Passyunk Avenue. And we couldn't even get in the bar.
Mike, there were only 20 seats in the whole place.
Dude, there were 2,000 Eagles fans there.
Right.
The Lombardi Trophy was there. The Eagles bus was there. And I'm looking around London saying nobody travels like the Eagles do. It's unbelievable.
And they blocked the road off outside.
Yes.
In fact, the stories, you know, there's a lot of legendary stories when Eagle fans travel. But apparently the owner of Passyunk over there in London said he made more that weekend than he made the entire year.
Oh, he had to. He had to.
Yeah, yeah.
It was jammed.
Oh, it was great. I was there and just had a blast. Yeah, I had a blast. And it was a good. Let's get to some football.
Yeah.
Because it was a great win by the Eagles. I mean, Jacksonville is slumping right now, but they're still a good football team. The Eagles were able to get that win, get to 4-4. And as you and I both know, that bye week is so important in the middle of the season. They're fresh. You got Dallas coming in. You got the Cowboys who got to be reeling after I thought was my personal opinion, horrendous performance on Monday night against Nashville.
at home after their bye week. They laid down a clunker. So how do you look at this game, and how will this Eagle team prepare for the Cowboys?
Well, I mean, to preface all of that, if you're an Eagles fan and you come out of London with a W and you got an off week, it couldn't have gone better overall for the Eagles. Not only does Dallas lose a Monday night game at home against a team it should beat, but the Washington Redskins lose to Atlanta, and most of their offensive line is now on injured reserve.
Yeah, so, 3 out of 5 guys knocked out in that game.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're an Eagles fan, that bye week could not have worked out better. And on top of all that, and I was at practice today, you know, you start seeing some of the injured guys jogging around getting healthy, and the Timmy Jernigans and the Darren Sproulses, and all of a sudden you bring in this guy named Golden Tate that adds some juice to that pass game. And trust me, he will, and they need it. That pass game is struggling a little bit. But Golden Tate is a different kind of conversation.
Oh, I'm glad you brought him up, because I was going to bring him up. Yeah. And, you know, I know you know, you covered Notre Dame football for many years. I'm not sure if you were covering then when he was there. But we know the history of Golden Tate.
Yep.
The guy is a class act, number one.
Yep.
He's a golfer, number two, which I really like about that.
And you have, what, 7, 8 clubs you might be able to play at?
And I play with him in August over at Pine Valley with Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm
a name dropper here.
Dropping Pine Valley.
Hey, Roger Goodell was with us, by the way.
Do you own Pine Valley?
No, I do not. It's the number one golf course in the world.
Just wondering.
I just like to go there and play, Mike. All right, Mike, let's get the football. Enough of shredding. Me. But, you know, Golden Tate is one of those guys, and you know, you and I are cut from the same cloth. You know, at NFL Films, we've maintained offices there for years, and you were just down the hall from me before all this new technology came
where
you could actually watch the games at home.
Right.
You know, you could sit in your underwear at home and drink a beer and watch a game rather than hang out with Greg Cosell in his office there all afternoon.
Right, right.
Which is always fun, but I like to be, you know.
He
ain't that interesting. That's right.
He could do.
And he's wonderful. We love Greg.
Him.
But I don't have to sit there all day. And now I can watch all these games at home.
Right.
And, you know, you've studied Golden Tate. You know the kind of player he is. You know, he's a Super Bowl champion with Seattle. He's had great years with Matthew Stafford in Detroit.
Yep.
I don't know how Howie pulled this deal off. I really don't. I mean, you got to tip your hat. You have a hat on. You could tip your hat, Mike. That Boston College hat, hosting Clemson this week.
Got Clemson, number two in the country. ESPN game day.
Let's
go, Eagles.
All right, so now we got Golden Tate. Two Eagles this week.
That's right.
Eagles and Philadelphia Eagles. You got Golden Tate.
Yep.
All right, we know what he can do. He's kind of that Where's Waldo guy, that hybrid.
Yep.
He can line up inside, outside motion. I think you'll see him in the backfield even a little bit in this game, Mike, because his ability to catch the football. The Cowboys have struggled, although, you know they've played good defense. But watching them Monday night, they struggle in the screen game. They've been that way all season long. So kind of putting the visionary hat on, which you and I seem to wear all the time. I think Golden Tate becomes a critical part of the Eagles, although limited passing game for him. I think he becomes a critical aspect in this game.
Yeah, and let's talk about Golden first. And he's got a running back mentality when he gets the ball in his hand. He's built like a running back.
He was a running back in high school.
Correct. Yeah. So he's got a very aggressive attitude with the ball in his hand. I had the Lions against New England about 5-6 weeks ago, and I'm always amazed when I watch his game tape, Jaws, is his ability to understand how to work rub routes.
Yep.
He's as good a setup wideout, understanding what motion can do in the backfield, how to get open when you've got press versus off. He understands the game. He knows how to get open on third down. His run after catch is as good as anybody in football. Now let's take that skill set and apply it to Philadelphia. Right now, I think that Carson Wentz is kind of locked in on 17 and 86. Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz. Now,
and it may be the other way. 86,
and it may be the other way.
Yeah.
But 17 had a heck of a game in London, by the way, against one of the top corners in football. He did a great job in that game. My point, and maybe 88, Goddard's developing and emerging a little bit also.
Yes.
And I think they need to get the ball more to him. But they were kind of locked in on 17 and 86. I think Golden Tate all of a sudden brings you a completely different kind of option, whether he lines up in the backfield, in the slot, or out wide. And he can do all three of those things. So he brings versatility. You don't have to line him up in one place. He's a smart guy. He's going to fit in that clubhouse, and I think he's going to fit in the city. because he's a blue-collar guy.
No question about it. And as a quarterback, from my perspective,
he wins quick, which is something they need.
Absolutely. And he's quarterback-friendly.
Yes.
He knows exactly how to get open. He knows where his landmarks are.
Yep.
He can read coverage on the move, which, you know, if you're playing in the slot, that is the most important thing to do, Mike.
Right.
And you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, Mike Mayock. And no one evaluates the collegiate players coming into the NFL better than Mike Mayock. He studies, I don't know, you probably go back to Pee Wee football when these guys played, Mike.
Nah,
you need to get a life,
nah.
man. But
I do need a life, by the way.
But, you know, we talk about Golden. I say quarterback friendly.
Yep.
Carson's going to love him.
Yes.
The hints, the indicators, when he's coming out of his break, he'll be at the proper depth. And I've always kind of used a term when I played.
Yep.
You know, be where you're supposed to be, and I will find you.
Right.
And that's all you can ask a receiver. Be where you're supposed to be.
And it boils, down to one word, which is trust. And
yep.
every top quarterback I've talked to in the league, and you were one, and you talk, but when you talk to Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Matt Ryan or Drew Brees, they want to trust where their top guys are, or they're not going to give you the football, right? You're not getting the ball if you're not where you belong. That's rule number one in the NFL. And I think he's going to line up and win quickly, which is something the Eagles don't have against blitz packages.
Yeah. Mike, you mentioned Tom Brady, and I got to break the train of thought here because, you know, at my age of 39, I get all these random thoughts in my head, and I'm listening to your broadcast of the Green Bay New England game last week. And what I miss not calling games anymore is watching guys live and being down on the field pregame and watching veterans throw, watching young quarterbacks I hadn't scouted or seen live throw the football. And I know you. You're a wonk like I am. You're down there watching these guys throw the ball. Tom Brady's now 87 years old.
Correct.
Does he still have his fastball?
I think he does. I think his arm has gotten better over the years, to be honest with you. I do think the inconsistencies with his deep ball. And I think that's why you don't see it as much as you used to with him.
All right, let's get back to this Dallas-Philadelphia game on Sunday night. It's going to be a fun one. It'll be rocking down at Lincoln Financial Field. Crowd will be all lubed up, a late game, lathered up. They'll have a few beers.
One or two
out in the parking lot. Love it. Love the Eagle fans. All right, this is where the rubber meets the road for the Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott. Their only chance to be competitive, not win, be competitive with the Eagles, is to get him going.
Yeah.
They have struggled to get him going all season long. Why is Zeke Elliott struggling with the Cowboys?
Two reasons. And first of all, let's talk about the offensive line.
That's where it starts.
3 years ago, they were the best offensive line in football. Now they've got a backup center, and please understand how good Travis Frederick was. Travis Frederick was an all-pro center, and he set the tone in that line. He's gone now. They've got a rookie left guard who won't even play this week. He's hurt now. So those two positions have taken a down play. Lael Collins is a better guard than he is a tackle. That offensive line is nowhere near what it was 3 years ago. And then secondly, if you just kind of look at the other night, Jaws, at the end of the half, it's 14-14, right? They've run the ball 14 times for an average of about 5 yards a carry. In the second half, they ran the ball 5 times. Now, the game was never out of reach.
Never out of reach. Just 21-14 most of that second half.
Exactly right.
One-score game.
But they never committed to the run game in the second half. And when your best player isn't lining up in your backfield and you don't turn around and hand him the football, give it to him on screens, find creative ways to get him the football, there's a problem.
Right.
And that goes back to coaching.
Well, so now here's the problem that they face coming to Philadelphia. This Eagles defense right now, tremendous against the run. Statistically, you know, second best team in the league, which is kind of surprising. The Saints are the number one rush defensive team in the NFL. You would never think that, you know, a team in New Orleans, all the issues they've had through the years on their defensive side of the football.
Right.
But this Eagle defense, and I, you know, from my former head coach, Marty Schottenheimer, I would always get this statement. Who has to wear the hat this week? You know, like you got your Boston College hat on right now, the hat of responsibility.
Right.
That has to be this Eagles defensive line this week. They can win the game literally single-handedly up front by dominating the Cowboys offensive line.
Yeah, I think the recipe to beat Dallas on that side of the football is to force Dak to beat you. Now, they got Amari Cooper, and he's a wide receiver that can win.
Damn good.
Yeah, you know, he can win. He gets in and out of breaks. He's a big, strong kid. I would imagine Darby's going to have him most of the day if it trend follows where it should. But at the end of the day, the front's got to stop Ezekiel Elliott and put Dak Prescott in positions where he has to beat the Eagles.
I don't think Dak can beat the Eagles. I don't think he has shown, hey, it's only his third year, but he has shown the inability to win games in the fourth quarter. They've been in a lot of games, and he has not made the plays that you have to make. And, you know, I'm not going to say that first year it was an aberration where he was absolutely tremendous, 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean, he looked like a superstar in the making. He plateaued last year, actually regressed, and this year without weapons. And we know the quarterback position, Mike. Dependent position.
Yep.
You depend on other people. Now, I like Amari Cooper, and I think eventually, once he learns, you know, their system, and he can be dangerous.
Hey, he played well Monday night.
Hey, I mean,
he played really well. He was the best receiver they had.
The elite route he ran in and came back out was well executed. You can see the quickness, the slant early in the game, one of the early throws in the game. He gets open.
It was the first throw of the game, and he won versus press coverage immediately. And they haven't had a guy. Cole Beasley works underneath, and that's fine. But they haven't had an outside guy that can win since Dez was in his prime.
You know, the other area, watching him Monday night and watching this Cowboy defense on tape throughout the season, they've struggled with mobile quarterbacks. Yeah. Marcus Mariota made some plays outside of structure that broke down that defense. And we all know Rod Marinelli, man. Rod Marinelli.
I love Rod.
Rod Marinelli. You know, those guys will run through a wall.
Yep.
You know, when I was doing Monday Night Football with John Gruden, we would have like a 5-minute highlight tape every week on Rod Marinelli at practice. You know, because Rod was just one of those flat-out whack jobs. And if your defense, if you didn't chase the guy to the goal line on every run, Rod would be chasing behind him. Guys, they were dogging it.
His players love him.
Yeah, and you see great effort.
Dallas's defense is good. That they've got, and really their formula is the same with Rod forever. You rush 4, you play single high, play a lot of man, and you rally to the football. And at the end of the day, they're going to force Carson Wentz and the Eagles to beat them. It's going to be difficult to score points.
Yeah, and I believe in this game that you will see, you know, Doug design more of the movement plays. Because if a team struggles with quarterbacks outside the pocket, you know, move the launch point, change things up, that presents a problem for this defense. Because structured defenses, once you break them down with the ad-lib play, that's when they get in trouble.
And the thing with Carson is, even if you don't structure it that way, he's gonna change it anyway. I mean, he's a great athlete, and you know what I want to see from him? We all know he's coming off the knee. I want to see him run the zone read and keep it. And I think as the season goes on, in key places, you're going to see it occasionally.
Yeah, you know, they've been running a number of those RPOs. Now, I thought last week they picked it up, those run-pass options, and the PROs, the pass-run options. So there's so many things. And I think as he gets more comfortable with his knee, with the talent level around him, you know, I think we'll see more of those plays. Because, you know, Doug, you give him a bye week, that's when he becomes that mad scientist.
Especially when he has a new toy named Golden Tate.
Golden Tate, the tape package, man. I know when he runs on that field, you and I are going to be like, watch Golden Tate.
What's that
sneaky thing he's going to do, man? Because Doug loves doing that stuff, you know? And,
he's going to fake bubble pump the bubble screen to him, and Ertz is going to slide down the field.
You got it all figured out. You were practicing.
No, I didn't see any of that.
How does Sproles look? I mean, Darren Sproles needs to be back in this lineup. We need that guy with the Zuzus, I like to say.
Yeah.
That quickness on the edge, on the perimeter, that satellite that can make plays for you.
You know what? I mean, A, you need him, and B, I think you need the emergence of that rookie, Josh Adams, to continue.
Yes.
Because, you know, last year, whether it was Ajayi or Blunt, you had a hammer. And this year, the Eagles don't have a hammer, and I think they need that. And I thought the kid from Notre Dame stepped up against the Jaguars and had a heck of a football game.
All right, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my awesome special guest, the legendary Mike Mayock. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Ed Werner down in Dallas. So Ed's going to give us some good insight what's going on down there in Big D and their very fancy facilities down there in Dallas. But first, are you in the market for a new car or truck? Why wait? It's Black Friday right now at Burns Honda in Marlton, New Jersey. Save all month long on their entire lineup with deals like these. Oh, folks, these are deals. Lease a 2019 Honda Pilot for only $349. That's right, a 2019 brand new Honda Pilot, $349 a month. Or 2018 Accord, only $189 a month. Plus, Go get great financing offers on their entire lineup. Looking for a used vehicle? Heck, they got it over at Burns. Be sure to ask them about Burns certified vehicles that come with a real 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty that starts the date of your purchase. Check out all their offers online at burnshonda.com or visit them in person on Route 73 in Marlton. I've been with these guys for years and years and years. Their vehicles are phenomenal, and their service is exceptional. It's convenient location, friendly staff, make it easy to come back again and again and again. So, Mike Mayock, when you need a new car, tell your friends go to Burns Honda. We're at the dealership on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Tell them Jaws and Mike Mayock sent you. We'll be back with Mike Mayock. Oh, Ed Werder breaking down the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic. 8 games remain. Pro Bowl wide receiver Golden Tate now on the squad. It's Dallas Week, and we're talking everything Eagles
on Philadelphia's football station.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right. Only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all six of my signature golf courses. Visit golfdowningtown.com now.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24-7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Hey guys, Andrew Salchunas here for my friends at Family and Company Jewelers.
Believe it or not, I recently got engaged. Yes, someone is actually willing to marry me. But I give all of the credit to Angelo and the rest of the team at Family & Company Jewelers. Everyone at that store was helpful during every step of the process, and I came away with a ring that she can't stop looking at. Head on over to their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Ask for my friend Angelo and tell him Andrew from The Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports Talk for Sewell and all of Gloucester County.
975 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Woo! We are coming to you live from the 7 Tap Tavern at the Ramblin' Country Club. This is the Ron Jaworski Show with my extraordinary, very special guest, Mike Mayock. And I want to make a couple announcements before we get to Mike and Ed Werder. Save the date, folks, for the annual Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. It's Wednesday, November 14th at the Sheridan Valley Forge. It's a very special night as we celebrate the Hall of Fame enshrinement of Brian Dawkins. So, hey, if you get a chance, head out over and support the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner at the Sheraton Society Hill. It's a great, great night, and an incredible cast of people always show up for that event. And I always like making these announcements, Mike, and you'll appreciate this because you're a golfer. I know you play out at that great Marion Country Club. You know, it's only like a top three in the world, you know.
I don't own any of them, though, Ron.
Yeah, but you're a member, so I have to call you to get out. But how about this? Free golf. See, that gets it. Free. I know you're going to say, give me three. give me three. If it's free, it's for me, and give me three. Free golf for veterans on Monday, November 12th. I love doing this,
That's
Mike.
That's awesome.
All six of my golf courses, free.
That's awesome.
Greens fees, carts, free. We thank you for your service, ladies and gentlemen. So call today and make your tee time for free golf at ronjaworskigolf.com. That is November 12th, man. It is free.
Good job by you.
Oh, hey, awesome. I love doing that, That's man. Awesome. Our veterans do so much. It's the very least myself, my wife, and our family can do. And, I'm around, man. I love seeing these guys because they allow us to do what we do, Mike. So
no doubt about it.
We're deeply, deeply grateful. Now, at this point, Mike, I always put, you know, my guests on the hot seat.
Don't ask me for a prediction.
I got you. Oh, you got to call the game. So are you bailing on me?
Oh, I don't do predictions.
Well, I do predictions. And I'm really good.
Well, at this point, what we like to do is ask Ron Jaworski to do his prediction.
I'm going to do that. You know, last 2 weeks against the spread, 18-10.
You against the spread?
Against the spread.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's pretty. I'm really good.
You got a future in New Jersey gaming,
worldwide gaming. I don't even mess around, Mike. All right, I will make my pick. I think the line is 6 on the game, so I'm starting to understand this. Like, you know, in Philly, you got it. Yeah, a little naive to this gaming stuff,
I've
Mike.
Heard, but I heard that, pal.
Did I say 18-10? I think I'm 18-8, to be honest with you. Jason, I was ready to fire Jason. 18-8 against the spread. That's even better, Mike.
Do you have the same rules you do when you play golf? Like you give everybody 12 putts of 16
No, you
play
no.
The softest golf game I've ever seen.
You are correct. It's good. You get a club length to move anywhere.
It's anyway, unbelievable.
You always get a good lie. That's why my handicap's 9. But hey, I'm sorry. All right. I'll make my prediction, which I do every week. I like the Eagles to cover 31-13.
Wow.
All right. I'm not getting any response from you, Mike. Any response. But now I know my next guest I will get a response
from. Yes, you will.
Because he is as dear a friend, Mike Mayock, as you are. And I've worked with Ed Werder for years and years and years at ESPN. He flies up to my golf tournament every year from Dallas. He believes in the mission, you know, raising money for at-risk youth in our community. And this guy is a dear friend, and what an incredible insider he is in the National Football League. I want to welcome the great Ed Werder to the Ron Jaworski Show. Ed, how are you out there, my friend? Do we have Ed? Ed bailed on me. Do we have Ed?
He's
on line 12, right?
He's on line 12.
Line 12.
Yeah, I have a hard enough time talking in this mic, let alone know what line 12 is. we're going to get to Ed as soon as we figure out where line 12 is.
Trust me, Ed's hanging in there. You and I both know Ed. He didn't bail.
No, Ed will not bail.
No. Ed will be there when we find line 12.
It's probably in out there in Frisco, Texas somewhere, right? And we're calling the operator right now to get Ed Werder on the line. But, you know, Ed's doing what you do now. He's covering the games, and he's there
Ed's
every
great.
Week.
Ed's connected. He's highly respected throughout the league. He can talk to anybody he wants to talk to and does a great job.
Are we we're finding Ed. See, this is, you know, I've got a legal pad and pencil, Mike. This is how, you know, this is how I roll. We got all these computers and technology and cameras.
I heard him.
Is this the great Ed Werder?
5 minutes late for some reason.
Ed, why do you need me?
And I thought you took me up on it. Just canceled.
Get him, Ed. Ed, I apologize. We had technical difficulties. We were looking for line 12. Mike Mayock is joining me. We were shredding the technician, so you're safe. You're safe, Ed. But thank you so much for joining us. And you know, obviously, Eagles, Cowboys, big game. You know, the Cowboys really haven't done anything in 22 years. I don't know why this game is so important, but you know.
Wow.
Well, Ed, they haven't. You're down there.
Wait, when do you hear his prediction?
Well, yeah.
I heard
Ed, did you hear my prediction?
I did. I was surprised you had such a close game.
Wow. All right. Give us the Dallas Cowboy perspective.
You had the Cowboys scoring points, correct?
Yeah, they scored 13.
Oh, okay.
That's about their average this year, isn't it?
Oh, all right. On the road, probably not.
Hey, it's Philadelphia. Come on. What is going on? I mean, now we got Troy Aikman shredding the organization. You know, we got all kinds of issues going on. They're 3-5. They had a bye week and got humiliated by the Tennessee Titans. What's going on in Dallas?
Yeah, you know, Troy Aikman criticized Jerry Jones very publicly, as to his credit, he's willing to do. Even though, you know, Jerry put him up in the Ring of Honor, and obviously he's the greatest quarterback in history, arguably, in for the history of the Cowboys franchise with most Super Bowl wins, even more than Roger Staubach. So I said, you know, Jerry, I told Aikman, I said, Jerry Jones just decided where he's going to place Gil Brandt's name in the Ring of Honor at the end of the month, right over the top of yours. But, you know,
that's pretty cold, Ed.
Shy in suggesting that the problems that the Cowboys have extend, you know, well beyond whoever the head coach is and well beyond whoever the quarterback is. And that it really goes all the way back to Jerry Jones and, you know, his determination to prove himself as a general manager of the NFL and the lack of accountability that comes with that office when you also own the franchise. So, it was funny, Jaws. This was a big moment for the Cowboys this game the other night. And after I was covering the game for Westwood One, and, I was waiting to speak to Jerry following his pregame meet and greet on the Cowboys sideline. And,
He holds a meet and greet.
Yeah, he stands there and takes pictures with everybody, signs autographs of all his, you know, all the high dollar people who are in town to see the game.
Nice.
Jerry spends a little time. Well, it's kind of like you. He's kind of the man of the town at the game.
Like,
you know,
I'm a man of the people, Ed.
Yeah. So I said,
Mike is cracking up here as you're talking. By the way,
I said to Jerry, I said, "Hey, Jerry, you know, I thought it was pretty impressive that during the bye week that you made two changes to help your team. I mean, you identified two weaknesses, and you made changes. You fired an offensive line coach, and you traded a first-round pick for Amari Cooper to improve your two weaknesses." And he laughed, he said, "Well, that's all we have is two weaknesses." And I said, "Well, we're about to find out." It turns out they have a couple more than that, Jaws.
Yeah, and I think number one, the offensive line. Is that the big issue right now being spoken about down in Dallas?
No, I mean, most people are really, quite honestly, criticizing the coaching staff. They've moved on from Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator and play caller. I think Jason Garrett as the head coach has really lost the fan base, probably even before this, his eighth year. But really right now, because there's been since 2016, when Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott came in and were, you know, offensive rookie of the year. They won the division. Dak played so well that Romo couldn't get his job back when he was healthy. There's just been nothing but regression since then, in the 2 years since then, and it's on Jason Garrett's side of the ball. But yeah, the offensive line is a big part of it. Dak Prescott actually has been sacked on a percentage basis more times than anybody, any quarterback in the NFL. They haven't been able to run the football effectively with Ezekiel Elliott, you know, for the most part. And a lot of it is, you know, they lost Travis Frederick, their starting center, a Pro Bowl center, and a guy who made all the line calls and made everybody feel like they knew who they were supposed to block and, you know, gave everybody a lot of confidence. When he developed this nerve disorder that's put him out for likely the whole season, Jaws, I talked to Damon Harrison, the defensive tackle with the Giants, who, you know, blocks him twice, plays against him twice a year before he got traded. And he said, hey, this guy is one of the two best centers in football. There are plays that they run only because he can block the people he has to block. And this is really the equivalent of any other team losing a skill position starter. So I think it's a lot of different things. They play too badly for it to be any one thing. But I would say the focus in Dallas of criticism is one, Jason Garrett, two, Scott Linehan, and third, Dak Prescott.
Can Jason Garrett survive?
I don't think so.
You know, Jerry made a very strange move with pressure on him at the end of last year to fire the coaching staff. And instead, he kept Jason Garrett, he kept the two coordinators, and he brought in a bunch of different position coaches. And thought that that could make a significant difference, and it hasn't resulted in a successful change, especially on the offensive side of the ball. The defense played pretty good. You know, I went into the game the other night, giving up the fewest points in the league, but they made Marcus Mariota look like Tom Brady. So, no, I really don't think Jason Garrett's going to be able to do enough, no matter how much they win. And they haven't won at all on the road. They still have to play Philly twice, still have to play the Saints, they still have to play the Falcons. Ooh. So I really don't see them having a very good year, and I don't think Jason Garrett, even though, you know, Jerry has a lot of confidence in him and Jerry's very reluctant to move on from him, I don't think he's going to have much choice.
Ed, in your lifetime, do you think you'll ever see Jerry or anybody in his family reaching outside the family for a GM and letting that GM have control over the football operations?
I doubt it. I don't know what Stephen Jones will do when he likely takes control of the team when Jerry is no more. And I've always joked with Jerry that he's going to outlive all of us, so maybe this will be something we never see. But no, he's been pretty devout about his belief in his own ability and the fact that he thinks this setup works no matter how many times and how many years it might be, you know, proven seemingly untrue. He is just so fiercely determined to prove that he can win a Super Bowl as a general manager without Jimmy Johnson as his coach or without Jimmy Johnson having, you know, put together a roster that Barry Switzer could win with, that I think that Jerry would do anything to win another Super Bowl except this. Right. The only thing he won't do to win
Ed,
a Super
Ed,
Bowl.
Can you hang, Ed, can you hang on a few more minutes?
Yes.
Since I was late getting to you? Yeah, we got to get to a break and, you know, My friend Mayock here, he's getting nervous. You know, he's a very nervous guy.
Yeah, that's me.
But you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with Mike Mayock, Ed Werder, and we are having a ball. Do not even think of touching that dial. We're going to be right back with more great football information. Stay tuned.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. Preparations are underway to reopen the old Veterans Stadium Jail at the Link, just in time for this Sunday night's matchup. Eagles, Cowboys. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason from Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for five full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move in and move out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
This is the moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Hi, I'm Matt O'Donnell from 6 ABC Action News Mornings. Grab that cup of coffee and start your day with a bold brew of news, traffic, and AccuWeather. That's right, 6 ABC Action News Mornings start at 4 a.m. It's everything you need to know before you go.
Join us for the Fanatic pregame show and viewing party every game day at Sugar House Casino. And watch the game on our HD projection screen. Sponsored by Dietz & Watson and Linden Italian Market. This year's champion of Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit RealPhillyDeli.com. Philly's official Sixers station. 97.5. The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Man, we are coming to you live from Bramblewood Country Club 7 Tap Tavern. What a bunch of whack jobs we have here tonight, Mike.
Why should today be any different?
That's true. It is. I'm telling you, this stage is going to fire me pretty soon. We have way too much fun.
No, they like you. They like you.
We got Soul Man running around. Yeah. We got the Soulmates. We got Ed Werder on the line. Everyone is trashing the Cowboys for the most part.
Hey, let's get back to Ed so we bring some legitimacy to this thing.
Ed Werder, Mike Mayock, the Ron Jaworski Show. Thank you all for tuning in, having some fun with us. Ed, what do you got for us, my friend? What is wrong with this Dallas Cowboy team to come near 3-5?
3-5, and they have not won a game yet on the road. And how about this? I was talking about the blame that Dak Prescott's been getting. There have been 82 300-yard passing games in the NFL by quarterbacks this season, and Dak Prescott has zero of those games.
Ooh.
And worse than that, Jaws and Mike, is the game the other night was his 10th game with multiple turnovers in the last two seasons, and that ties in with Jameis Winston, Derek Carr, and DeShone Kizer for the most in the NFL. And that was really kind of his hallmark in 2016 when he was a rookie of the year and they went 13-3, was he was a really risk-adverse quarterback who took great care of the football. That no longer seems to be the case, and the Cowboys just aren't good enough to overcome mistakes.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're asking him to do more, Ed. And you know, it's a 14-14 game at halftime the other night. He got sacked 5 times in the second half, and they ran the football 5 times in the whole. You know, they ran it well effectively in the first half, Ed. And my frustration is it's a 7-point game until 4 minutes left. Where's the run game in the second half?
Well, how about this? To that very point, and this is why I think a lot of people are questioning Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan as the play callers. Ezekiel Elliott has a rushing attempt for no game with 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in the third quarter when it's a one-score game. That's his last carry of the game.
Right.
Cole Beasley.
Ed, say that again, Ed, because that really
exactly
resonated.
Right. No, he's exactly right.
4:31 in the third quarter.
For no game with 4:32 left in the third quarter. That was his last carry of the game. And equally mysterious is that their slot receiver, Cole Beasley, who has the third best catch rate in the league, makes his first reception with 4 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the game. And so once the game's over, they can't throw it to him enough. But while the game's in doubt, they don't throw it to him at all.
Hey, Ed, I watched the tape, and he had 3 catches in the last 4 minutes, and I thought the Tennessee linebackers did a great job.
Did the same thing in the Redskins game. And where I think they really did themselves a disservice was, you know, they acquired Amari Cooper, like we talked about, at the trading deadline, and they were the only team to give up a first-round pick. In fact, none of the other 9 players traded brought back even a second-round pick. And so I think Jerry and Steven in the front office felt like they really had to justify this trade, like right away. And so they were very public in, you know, telling people that, hey, this guy was going to play the first time, you know, first game, he's going to be on the field, he's going to play a lot, he's going to get the ball a lot, he's a number one receiver, he's a starter. Well, they didn't use that information to their own advantage. They let the Titans know that they were going to feed this guy the ball. So he catches a touchdown pass early in the game on a double move against Malcolm Butler. But then Prescott tries to force the ball to him in double coverage in the end zone.
Horrible
decision.
And the
Cowboys double cover. 17-0 lead, and instead they lead 7-0. And, you know, if they're up 17-0, they're making the Titans play a game they can't win. And instead, the Cowboys wind up in the fourth quarter trying to play a game they can't win because they're not a come-from-behind team either.
Ed, what's the feeling in that stadium? You know, hey, a bye week, you got the Titans coming in, you know, a winnable game for the Dallas Cowboys. What are the fans thinking right now? Are they at the point now where they've had it, or they still believe in the Jerry Jones mystique?
No, I they're very frustrated with Jerry Jones, and obviously, you know, I think they went to the game the other night with great anticipation, and justifiably so, because they, you know, made these two moves and brought in Amari Cooper, and people were excited about having a number one receiver again and the effect that he might have on the offense. And, you know, they hadn't lost playing at home. They had a week and a half to get ready for the game. They were playing a Titans team that had lost three straight games. And they come out and they have this great opportunity that their defense sets them up by taking the ball away on two consecutive, the Titans' first two possessions of the game. And they miss a field goal, they score a touchdown, and they throw a pick in the end zone. And then the game completely flips on them. So there's a lot of frustration about it. And one of the things that I thought was really got a sense of doom about Jason Garrett ultimately was, as supportive as Jerry has been, and as much as he pumps sunshine all the time, even after the most disappointing losses, after this game he was talking about his disappointment about how poorly they had played. Even went so far as to say, I could accept the loss if I felt better about the way we performed in the game. So I think...
Well, Ed, that's coaching. That's an indictment of the coaching staff at that point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Jerry's been very protective of the coaching staff, with the point being made that they've already made a change for the first time on Jason Garrett's coaching staff in the middle of the season. Now, Jerry said afterward, you know, he knows the questions are coming about whether Jason Garrett's going to make it through the season. Only one. Jerry's gotten rid of every coach the Cowboys have ever had, right? Including starting with Tom Landry and Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells, who may have gone somewhat on his own. But the point is, Jerry was the owner when there was every coaching change that's taken place in the history of the team. And only once has it happened during the season, and that was Wade Phillips. And he similarly, you know, vowed that Wade Phillips would not be fired during the season. Well, then, you know, they were 1-7. They went and played a nationally televised game in Green Bay, and it was quite obvious that the players had quit on the coach. And for all Jerry said to support Garrett and suggest that he's not going to make any more coaching changes during the season, I would tell you that I think if the players quit on Garrett, and they've never done that, but if they do, then I think Jason Garrett could get fired before the end of the season.
I don't think the defensive players will quit on Rod Marinelli.
And Chris Richard, who's, you know, making a lot of the play calls now.
Right.
But they certainly, you wouldn't think they would have quit on Wade Phillips either, because that's his side of the ball. But they certainly did. Now, maybe they have higher character players now than they did then. But actually, Mike, you know, there were some people who watched tape, and I'm not, I don't do that. But there were people who watched tape who thought even Jalen Smith's show, you know, turned down a chance to make a tackle of Marcus Mariota when he scored the touchdown running up the middle late in the game.
Right. Those are not good signs, Ed Werder, and, you know, not a good sign for the Cowboys coming to Philadelphia. A bye week, players healthy, Golden Tate on the roster, Darren Sproles on the roster. It looks like Lane Johnson will play despite a grade 2 MCL, so the Eagles are going to be healthier, fresher, and they would like nothing more than to put a pounding on the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night.
They need to
play. Well, that's why I hear you guys are getting ready to get to open the jail at the stadium again, right?
Yep. All right, hey Ed, I want to thank you
great
so
stuff,
much.
Ed,
you're absolutely the best. Thanks for that incredible insight. I want to thank my dear friend Mike Mayock. He is the best. Whenever he comes on the show, we all get a lot smarter. Mike Mayock, thank you so, so much. And just remind everyone, next Wednesday, the 14th, we'll be coming to you live from the Sheridan Society Hill for the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund Dinner. We will celebrate the Hall of Fame enshrinement of Brian Dawkins. So we will see you all next week from the Sheridan Society Hill for a very special evening, the Otho Davis Scholarship Fund, and the Ron Jaworski Show. It'll be a fun night. Thank you, everyone. Mike Mayock, Ed Werder, all the great staff. Oh, look at all the people here at Ramblewood Country Club. Go Eagles. I may change my score from 31-13 after hearing Ed Werder on that one, Mike. Nah, I'll stay with 31-13. Good night, everyone. Have a great evening.